Hey everybody, welcome back to Moscow. Welcome back to the Moscow Mules. Great to have you back with us. We love making the show and we love that you join us in ever-increasing numbers. Millions of people seeing us across the globe now. Really remarkable. People come up to me on the streets actually. It's kind of strange. Airports from Africa, Asia, Europe. It really is remarkable and we really appreciate you coming back to see us every week. We do enjoy it. Now, where are we going to start this week? Well, guess who has turned up again in the old United States of America for a particular gentleman's funeral? Our old friend Lindsay Nosferatu Graham was getting put in the box, as they say in Ireland, and all the ghouls turned up really for the funeral. And chief among them was the narco Fuhrer, the little green goblin, the Bankova bandit. Yeah, you know who it is, Mr. Zelensky. Now, you would imagine that somebody that the United States has given, over $300 billion of your money. Think about that, $300
billion. Over a billion, $300 million.
It's hard to even imagine that amount of cash, right? You've given him that money. You think that when he turns up in America, you get the old VIP treatment. Now you say VIP. Very indebted person, very inadequate person, very idiotic person. Yeah, he didn't get any of that. Check out the next video, okay? You'll see what actually happened. It was actually his own pilot had to welcome him on the tarmac. No red carpet, no flags, no trumpets. No guard of honor, no. Somebody else interesting that did turn up to meet him was a lady called Olga Stefanchina. Okay, Stefanchina. She is the Ukrainian ambassador to the United States of America and she's currently under investigation for fraud. Yeah, and she's leaving the job for personal reasons. Yeah. You can't make this shit up, I swear. Watch, run the video, Augie. Poor old Z, baby. Now, you might think things didn't go well in the arrivals phase, right? It didn't go too well either. Z, baby, got kind of smuggled in the back door of the White House, right? His old pal, Mr. Netanyahu, also didn't want to meet him. We hear from the Israeli press. Haaretz said that Zelensky was refused a meeting with Benjamin Netanyahu. Now, there's not many people who want to meet Benjamin Netanyahu right now, right? And getting refused by him is kind of not so hot. Now, but guess what else? It seems that the Ukrainian star is in decline, literally. In Poland, the next door neighbor, who, if you remember, at the start of the conflict, they took in millions. I think 1.6 million Ukrainian refugees are in the country right now. They have taken over whole swathes of the town, particularly when the ban on men up to 23 was lifted. Hundreds and hundreds of thousands were flowing over the border into Poland. Guess what? The honeymoon seems to be over. Yeah, for sure. People seem to be waking up to the reality, which we'll talk about after you see this video, of what has happened in the past between Poland and Ukraine. And look, from the Russian side, it's not like the Poles don't have a bit of history with the Russians, right? Slightly. But check this out. It's wakey-wakey time in Poland, it seems. Oh, yeah. Run the video, Augie.
Putin czeka na was,
Putin's waiting for you. Wow, that's serious stuff right now, of course. We don't condone any violence towards any group or minority. But you've got to understand the background to what has happened here. People in Poland have realized and researched and seemingly re-embraced the history that happened between Ukraine and Poland back in the Second World War. Groups called the OUN and the UPA, check it out, they're black and red flags, okay? These guys carried out horrendous massacres against Polish civilians. They killed over 200,000 Polish people. Place like Wolin, Baba Yar. There were orgies of killing. Babies were ripped from mothers' wombs. Children were nailed to the door of barns. Most of the killing was done by hand, with hatchets, with ropes. This was really, really brutal stuff. It all culminated recently with Mr. Zelensky sending back one of these, the Order of the White Eagle. We won't, you know, apologize for the horrors of what the Ukrainians inflicted on the Poles. And this stuff is bubbling to the surface in Polish society. Now, one thing the Ukrainians are very good at and have got really, really good at is making stuff up, right? You know, Crimea is Ukrainian. They dug out the Black Sea with a fork. Jesus was born in Lvov, whatever, okay? You name it, the Ukrainians are responsible for it. But they're also good at sort of getting creative when it comes to engineering, okay? Yeah, they've had to become good at it. Check out this dude on the streets of Kiev. Now, when you're not looking at the Bentleys and the Mercedes and the McLarens and the, you know, hundreds and hundreds of millions worth of luxury vehicles in Kiev, because that's exactly what a war-torn country looks like, right? It is if you flush it full of hundreds of billions of dollars of your money. Yeah. You got to get creative if you've got no money or you've spent it all trying to dodge the draft. Yeah. Check this out. Run the video, Augie. Yeah, you know. But, you know, it all is kind of reminiscent of something. You've seen stuff on the battlefield and we've seen, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, let's say. But all of this stuff, right? Any movie buffs out there, Australians, Mel Gibson, you know where I'm going here with this post-apocalyptic world having to survive post-apocalyptic Ukraine. Yeah, it's coming.
Once again, I salute my half-life cowboys who will ride with me eternal on the highways of Valhalla.
Now, speaking of Mad Max, making stuff up, post-apocalyptic world, post-truth reality, nothing is quite as it seems. And that's the same right now in Kiev as the lunatic loomer. Yes, you know her. Yeah, kind of a spooky thing. You wouldn't want to leave her on your own with your kids because they'd have nightmares. Yeah, you know Laura Loomer, a woman who despised Ukraine, who called Zelensky a dictator.
Zelensky has morphed into more of a dictator than an elected leader at this point. He regularly likes to call Putin an authoritarian, when he himself is no better and is in fact in many ways even worse.
Who called out the billions that were sent there, has suddenly, just for absolutely no reason, decided that Ukraine is the best thing that ever happened since plastic surgery, and she would know about plastic surgery. Check it. Yeah. Now, Miss Loomer decided on her visit to Kiev to meet just people she met in the streets, like the head of the Azov battalion, Andrei Bilyetsky, you know, a Nazi. She also decided to meet Mr. Zelensky, just as you do, you know, when you're a blogger and you turn up in Kiev and nobody pays you. You're just walking down the street and say, would you like to interview the president? Oh, yeah, why not? I'm not doing it at 3 o'clock. How about you? Let's do it. Now, come on, Laura, who used to also write op-eds for RT. But don't say that too late. Whatever you do, don't tell everybody you know that Laura Loomer used to write opinion editorials for Russia Today. Don't tell anybody that, because Laura now is a completely devoted, let's say, adulator of the Ukro scam. And she didn't get a single penny for it. She didn't get any money from Rinat Akhmetov, the richest man in Ukraine. She didn't get money from him to go to his electricity plant in Kiev and wear the hat. And she didn't get any money for doing any of that and for interviewing the president. Nothing. She got nothing. Okay. She also didn't get anything for going to the same drone factory that Lindsey Graham went to. Yeah. Just before he... Yeah. Now, there were rumors that Lindsay might have used the drone in an inappropriate manner and that might have led to his closed casket.
Ha! Gay!
Now, check out Loomer in the same drone factory holding one of these drones, which looks quite phallic, let's say. Okay? Slightly phallic. And check out her very, very warm and humanitarian message for Russians. Yeah. Run it, Augie.
A lot of people are not aware of this, but Senator Lindsey Graham was actually celebrating his 71st birthday the day that he visited this drone facility in Ukraine. And so to honor the senator, spending his birthday with them, Skyfall actually used one of their drones to hold a sign that said, Happy Birthday, Senator Lindsey Graham. Now, they were going to gift the senator with one of these drone interceptors. They actually did gift him one of these drone interceptors, but nobody knew that he would be dead just 2 days later. They also wanted everybody to know that they're not going to be sending the drone interceptor and the drone to Lindsey Graham's house anymore. Instead, in honor of Lindsey's commitment to stand with the Ukrainian people and to stand against authoritarianism, they're going to deploy the drone to the front lines so that it can be used to kill Russians.
Yeah. A couple of problems with that, Laura. First of all, I think the type of drone that they're showing is the Pizun. Now, The Russians and Slavic people will know what that means. There's only one word that really correlates with. Google it. Yeah. It's actually used to intercept Russian drones, I think. So, Laura, yet again, you haven't a clue what you're talking about. Yeah. $2 million, halfway. Now, there's Mrs. Loomer, right, who, rumours suggest, very good rumours, from within Ukraine, Ukrainian journalists, yeah, Diana Panchenko, Journalist of the Year, you know, these aren't nobodies, are telling us that Loomer got $2 million to change her tack completely on Ukraine. Now, is this a person who can be paid to do stuff for money? Is there any track record? Is the best predictor of future behavior, past behavior? Let's get the science, blackboard out. Yeah, yes. Let's do the algorithm. Well, has Laura Loomer done anything in her past that might suggest she will do anything for money? Yeah, maybe, just a little bit. Check it out. Run the video, Augie.
You could eat this yourself, and I'm going to show you. This isn't a gimmick. This is not just
dog food. You
know, some trash dog food from China. Okay, these are supplements, and these are products that are so healthy and natural that you could actually eat it yourself. So you could see here, positive bison. It clearly says dog food topper, and I'm going to put this in my mouth right now.
Oh,
so it tastes like meat. And maybe that is disgusting to you, but I'll show you right here. Look, this is the bison product right here. It clearly says dog food topper. You can see on camera. It actually tastes good.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie.
Yeah. Now, if you will eat dog food for what I am informed was $500 live on TV, what would you do for $2 million?
I've done a lot more for a lot less.
Now, if there's one thing that unites all of the people in the sort of swamp that was meant to be drained by Donald Trump, if there's one thing that unites them, is the consistency and the honesty in the US political sphere. Okay? Loomer's part of this, okay? A huge fan of Donald Trump, aggressively defending him against people like Tucker Carlson and Candace Owens. And of course, if Candace Owens hadn't come to Russia and St. Petersburg and Moscow, and Tucker Carlson hadn't come and interviewed Putin, and it hadn't all gone so well, of course, that's nothing to do with Loomer suddenly turning up in Kiev. Nothing to do with it, as well as the $2 million, okay? One thing that unites all of these people, other than Candace and Tucker, of course, is their absolute honesty and their consistency and their loyalty to what they commit themselves to. Okay. For example, we all know, and all right-thinking people, right, you know, that President Trump has done more for peace in the Middle East than any other president.
Yeah. How much? 2 million? It's 2 million. I'm getting 1 or 2 million. For 2 million, I'll say he did more for peace. 2.5 million. 50 bucks.
Donald Trump has done more for peace than any other president in history. And how do we know that? We know that because Mr. Miller, Stephen Miller, has told us, his advisor is telling you this stuff, right? They also told us they were going to solve the war in Ukraine in 24 hours, was it? Yeah. Oh, Jesus. This is real. This is real, okay? Run the video, Augie.
No American president in our lifetimes has done more to establish peace in the Middle East than President Trump.
Certainly, we're beating them up really badly. They have to be beat up. We're hitting them very, very hard.
We're going to hit them very hard. You know, we got to smack them a little bit. Nobody's ever hit them militarily. We're hitting them very hard.
They're not pushing us around. We're pushing them around.
Yeah. Tell it to the families of the kids coming home in boxes, Don. Now, speaking of the U.S. Elite and the people who predate on that swamp, swamp creatures, I can't think of a better swamp creature than Dr. Anthony Fauci. Saint Fauci. Yes, people actually did say this stuff. He was held aloft as this sort of magnificent authority on vaccines and on a thing that, you know, probably gave most of us a cold, if at all. Me personally, I didn't even get COVID until I got the vaccine. After I got the vaccine, I got COVID 3 times. Remember the Russian one, actually, Augie, you know, the Sputnik vaccine, which proved to be quite, you know, effective. It wasn't an mRNA vaccine, and it was offered by the Russians, I remember, to lots of people in Europe. No, you can't have that. You can't have that. That's Russian. But it might save you. You don't have to spend. No, we don't want it. We don't want it. We don't want your helicopters to put out our fires. We don't want any Russian shit. Yeah, we're happy. Everything is fine. Just fine. Okay. Check out Mr. Fauci. Saint Fauci. okay, when he's hauled in front of the Senate to actually give an account of how many lies he told, he was involved in the research that, you know, accelerated the gain of function, the aggressiveness, the dangerousness of COVID, okay, in its early days. He was behind that. He was actually involved. He got funding for labs in China, right? Can you imagine that? And then he put this lunatic in charge of the vaccine response. Yeah. Remember the media horse, you know, circus around the vaccine? Vaccine, take it good. Don't take vaccine bad. It was a complete show, okay? And of course, when you are completely right, you have nothing to hide, and you're the good guy, you just go in and you tell everybody exactly what you did, right? Right? You go in there, you say, wait, I tell you my story. This is what happened. It's all good. Blah, blah, blah. No, you don't. You go in there and you don't say a word. You plead the fifth, as they say in the good old USA. And Mr. Fauci pled the fifth 100 times in one hearing because he's done nothing wrong. That's why he did that, right? Right. Run the video, Augie.
You did all kinds of terrible things. It's because during the pandemic, you got rich, didn't you? You got rich while people were dying, hundreds of thousands of Americans, over 1 million in the end.
On the advice of counsel, I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
You used 8 separate federal employees on federal time using federal resources to solicit cash awards. Isn't that true?
I respectfully decline to answer.
What day of the week is it today?
I respectfully decline to answer.
What color is the carpet in front of you?
I respectfully decline to answer.
What color tie are you wearing?
I respectfully decline to answer based upon my rights under the Fifth Amendment to the Constitution.
Well, nothing says honesty like taking the fifth, huh, Doc?
Now, of course, maybe Mr. Fauci, right, should have used ChatGPT or Grok or, you know, similar DeepSeek or anything to sort of navigate his way through. Because it's not as if people in the political sphere who are paid a lot of money to actually think things through, lawmakers, people who actually have a direct impact on your life. Imagine, these are the people who get to make the rules that you've got to follow. If you break those rules, you're going to jail. Okay, and that's not a place you're going to meet any of them in. Okay, take Canada. Okay, Canada's like kind of America without the good fun and the guns. Okay, good old Canada, right? They got a lot of Nazis though. Okay, and they've also got a lot of politicians who are very interested in technology. Right, Augie? Check out this Canadian lawmaker making a very deep and well thought through speech in the Canadian Parliament. But he forgot to remove the prompts from his ChatGPT. This is probably one of the most hilarious pieces of film I've seen in a long time, okay? They're actually making this up as they go along. And again, these are the people making the rules that if you break, they call you the bad guy. Think about this stuff. Think about COVID. Think about this. Think about who's actually in charge. Scary stuff. Run the video, Augie.
Is that citizens often develop expectations that exceed the powers actually granted to those offices. Here's a more natural flowing version of that section that reads like a legislative speech rather than a series of short points. The question is whether the establishment of this office represents the best use of public resources at a time when families, seniors, and small businesses are looking for concrete action on costs, affordability, and economic security.
He didn't even notice.
That is a question worthy of serious consideration by every member of this House. This version should... Here's a more developed and flowing version of the section. Those questions matter because resources are finite.
Is it over yet?
This section has roughly... Excuse me.
Oh, it was so good, right? So good. I bet you're going to watch that bit twice. Now, in Canada, remember, as I said, lots of Nazis. Remember Yaroslav Hunka, the SS veteran? You know, who doesn't love an old SS veteran? You know, everyone clapping in the parliament, you know? Let's leave Canada and head across the Atlantic and land in Europe, okay? Good old Europe, yeah. You know, everything's going so well in Europe.
Yes, Europe is a garden.
And one country where everything is going perfectly well is Germany. Now, when it comes to the Nazis, the Germans are completely paranoid, apparently, about Nazism. They're also paranoid about offending anyone in Israel. Anybody who says anything negative about Israel in any respect, I'm not too mad about Israeli food. What? Boom, 10 cops. You know, I met this Israeli chick a few years back and she was a bit, boom, 8 cops. Okay? Check out this lone protester. This is one guy protesting against German arms exports to, guess where? Yes, Israel. Okay. Now, Germany is sending weapons to Israel, and Israel is, according to international monitors, to the UN, to everybody who knows anything about it, killing a ton of people in Gaza, illegally. Women, kids, yeah. So the Germans have a problem with the guy protesting, but they do a little bit of overkill on this, let's say. Not like the Germans to do that, right? Yeah. Bit of history with the Germans and the Jews, yeah. Maybe for another time, yeah. Run the video, Augie.
Free Palestine!
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 That's eine Menschen.
Now, when it comes to Germany, you think that amount of cops, okay, who were, you know, policing this individual, basically, okay, huge amount of cops. Where were those cops when the Muslim dude drove a car into a lot of people? You know, where was he at the Christmas market? So it seems that the policing focus is maybe in the wrong place. You know, a dude shouting Free Palestine isn't going to kill anybody. Certainly not a bunch of gay people at their parade, okay? Yeah, because that seems to be what happened, of course. Now, while all this is happening, Merz, you know, Mr. BlackRock, the German Chancellor, yes, he is always very quick to step in and try to control the situation, but control it through the idea that you can't even make a joke now about gay people. Now, if you're not allowed to make jokes about gay people, we're going to be put out of business here on the Moscow Mules, because we joke about gay people, black people, Chinese people, Russians, Jews, Ukrainians, Belarusians, Irish people, libtards, retards, f-tards, everybody. We joke about everybody here because we believe you should be able to joke about everything, because that's what a joke is. It makes you giggle, it makes you laugh, it makes you think that might have been a bit inappropriate. Yes, and that's completely appropriate, but not if you're Friedrich Merz, who looks like he has a sense of humour, like the iron bar stuck up his ass while he is speaking. Yeah, poor old Fred. He needs a sense of humour transplant, this guy. Yeah? Run the video.
I would also like to personally address the queer community. Ladies and gentlemen, not only the attack, like the one last night, endangers our freedom, intolerance, exclusion, discrimination, stupid remarks, bad jokes, are all supposedly part of such violence.
So, Herr Merz is talking about excluding people from society, making jokes about them, targeting them, excluding them from sport, daily life, removing their symbols, their flags, their sports teams, banning their language in many places, removing literature. Is he talking about the Russians or the gays? Now, maybe Mr. Merz should get the old telephone and send us a text message to the mayor of Berlin. Hans, what the f*** are you doing? Giggling at the memorial march for the gays? I just gave the speech about not laughing at the gays in any fashion whatsoever. And you are laughing at the silent march? Mein Gott in Himmel! Yeah, I shit you not. Check out the Berlin mayor during the silent vigil for the victims of the gay smash attack. Yeah, I shit you not. This is real. Run it, Augie.
Soweit der Ermittlungsstand, die aktuellsten Informationen auch des Bundesinnenministers Alexander Dobrindt, und eben gerade am Tatort war auch der Kanzler, waren weitere Minister, um sich dort auch noch mal ein Bild von der Lage zu machen.
There he is, there you go. Not me. Talk to the Germans. But it seems the woke mind virus hasn't been contained in Germany. It's spread across Europe, of course. You know, I liked the term of, liberal authoritarianism. It's a great term, isn't it? Think about liberal authoritarianism. You must like the gay parade. You must attend it. You must wave the flag. You must do it. It reminds me of something, right? Are you not a member of the gay association? Are you not hiding in the floorboards? Somebody who is not for the gays? Jawohl? Is it true? Yeah. Sounds behind the wall. Are you hiding someone in there who is not waving the gay flag? Yeah. Same thing's happening in Belgium. Now, don't forget, the Belgians did a bit of fighting for the SS, too. Don't mention the war, literally. But check out what's happening in Belgium. And this is cultural enrichment. Just like in Germany, in the cathedrals, dancing with a chicken, whatever you're into yourself, whatever you're having, I'll have two sugars with mine. Check out these dudes in Belgium dancing naked in public with their equipment on display, let's say. Look, judge for yourselves. Run the video, Augie.
Centrum Cleef in de voormalige Koninklijke Villa is het Braziliaanse duo Pontes en Ferreira in actie met repertorio. Dans als een vorm van zelfverdediging en verzet.
What can I say? Now, let's not leave out the Americans, okay? Particularly in the Democratic states. You know, people like Newsom, Mamdani, this kind of blue hair brigade, HQ. Yeah, they are not immune from the woke mind virus either, okay? It is there, and it is very strong in these Democratic-run states. And, you know, people seem to misplace the idea of allowing people to think and do what they like with forcing the rest of society to normalize it, like it's something that is acceptable or a good idea, particularly when it comes to kids, okay? Kids should be taught by the parents, you know, the basic stuff, and then the state should have a minimal influence there, and basic common sense. When a person becomes an adult, then they can do adult stuff, right? That's my view. That's our view here, right, Augie? That's our view on the Moscow. That's kind of the view in Russia. It used to be the view back in Ireland until we became a hyper-woke blue hair HQ for Europe. In the United States of America, the extremists of compliance with liberal authoritarianism means you got to be able to show your kid a doll where the genitalia, yeah, can be switched out so that you can have, yeah, a boy can become a girl, a cap, yeah, cabbage, apple, the whole
What in heaven's name are you talking about?
Yeah, the very fabric of human existence is being f***ing tinkered with by the blue-haired brigade. These dolls actually exist. Check this out. This is remarkable. This is absolutely insane. Run the video, Augie.
First of their kind. Transgender dolls are set to debut in Minnesota classrooms this fall. The taxpayer-funded paper dolls come with genitalia that can be removed and then swapped out. A therapist at the University of Minnesota Medical tells the New York Post that they spent over a decade developing the dolls. The goal is to help kids, quote, learn about the different options that exist for who they can be. A website for the dolls promises to, quote, make gender fun. They'll reportedly be in classrooms with kids as young as 4.
Yeah, let's make gender fun, okay? How does that work? Well, it's quite simple. We're going to literally saw off your breasts, rip off your equipment, and screw around down there until we kind of manufacture a kind of a thing that looks maybe and a little bit like the thing. Yeah, just leave that shit alone, okay? Now, one thing the Big Don may have actually done that he said he was going to do, right? Sticking in America. He may have tightened up entry across the border in the south with Mexico. He may have done that, okay? He may have seriously and radically reduced the amount of illegal people coming over the border, which is a good thing, okay? Credit where credit is due. And of course, the arch enemy right now of the Big Don in Europe is a man called Pedro Sanchez. And Pedro Sanchez is the Spanish Prime Minister. Now, let's forget the fact that his wife is facing serious corruption charges and investigations into the operations. And there's a lot of stuff going on in the background for good old Pedro. Pedro recently decided to give EU passports to 500,000 illegal migrants from sub-Saharan Africa, from North Africa, and from Asia. Yes, you got the numbers right. 500,000 Spanish passports. Now, when you get your Spanish passport, you can travel anywhere you want in the EU. You can claim social welfare, housing benefits. Great idea, right? Spain, okay? Now, obviously, when people heard this, what, you'll go to Spain? What happens? You get passport. For what? For free, for nothing, nada. Just come. No check. Where are you going now? I'm going to Spain, brother. All the boys have turned up in Spain. To be exact, a place called Ceuta. Now, Ceuta is a little Spanish enclave in North Africa, in Morocco, which has just been overrun in Generation Z levels of people. 50,000 people illegally crossed the border in a single day. It's all turned to in Spain. Now, when you walk around long enough, Pedro, with your trousers around your ankles, and someone sticks their finger in your ass, you don't get to complain. The 500,000 free passports may not have been such a good idea. Huh, Pedro? Huh? Run the video, Augie. Crazy. Now, when our friends storm the beaches and breach the Bastion and climb over the walls and the fences and come into the European Union to bring these beautiful values of tolerance, freedom, the gaze of nothing to fear, of course, from these people. The Blue Hair Brigade, you know, the libtards. No, these are going to be completely harmoniously welcomed, like the half-wit NGOs who are actually out there trying to bring these people into the European Union illegally. You know, very, very bizarre stuff. They will get to use new EU banknotes. Yeah. That's the big plan isn't to close the border, fix the, stop paying billions to Ukraine. No, new banknotes. Yeah. Maybe the dudes in Brussels are tired snorting cocaine through the old ones. We came up with a couple of little designs, okay? They're going to have birds, museums, all the nice stuff. Remember, we all know that Europe is a garden and the outside is a jungle. The jungle just broke in, obviously. Check out what we think the new designs for the banknotes should be. Yeah, we think you'll like it. Run the video, Augie. Oh, yeah. Well, that brings to the end of yet another episode of the Moscow Mules. We've loved having you. We love making it. And thanks for joining us, as I say. Now, this week we see a very subtle, pencil lead running through the writing implement, as we say. Yeah, we see that it's all about the money. Everything is for sale. Everything is for sale in Ukraine, as we know. The energy sector, Mr. Mindich, Yermak, they're all crooks. They're all fakes. Zelensky is an actor pretending to be a president, and he's making a ton of money while doing it. And the people propping him up are also the same. Don't forget, okay, that Laura Loomer once wrote op-eds for RT. She once said that Zelensky was a dictator. He was a terrible man. The money shouldn't be stolen from US taxpayers. But then the woman who will eat dog food for money, surprise, surprise, got a couple of million dollars from Ukraine's richest man. And suddenly she's wearing a helmet in Kiev and everything is well. Don't forget there's a huge predatory circle of planets revolving around the sun that is the Oval Office. They start wars, they justify wars, they make tons of money from wars. And then they ask you to pay for it all. You're just tax cattle being cooked up. And when you stop paying your taxes, we'll chop you up and turn you into burgers. Yeah, feed them back into the media. And the propaganda sponges will propel the gravity around this little galaxy of dysfunction. That's what it is. Every week, we're trying to show that to you. We're trying to highlight little bits of truth. Yeah. And maybe a little giggle along the way. So until same time, same place next week, we'll see you all then. Look after each other and look after yourselves.